I think a lot about what we do here on a Sunday. Maybe you do too. And when I contemplate, questions can help with this. And some healthy questions to ask include, what is this gathering all about? Why do we gather? And what's the point? See, we know what we do. We sing songs, we examine scriptures, we pray, have Sunday school, kids' connection, fellowship time. We could go on with the list, but why do we do it? And as I spent time considering this, a specific passage came to mind, and this passage gives us insight into the answer to our questions. It comes directly from Jesus, and in typical Jesus fashion, we will discover that his answer is actually a question. And it comes out of Matthew 11, and first 11 chapters of Matthew, they're wild. Jesus is doing incredible things, and Matthew is recording all of them to demonstrate Jesus' authority. His authority over death and disease, dominions and demons, his authority even over creation itself. And this ministry that Matthew is recording about, it had a forerunner, had an announcer, a proclaimer of it, John. John the Baptist, we would call him, or if you watch The Chosen, Crazy John. And he told others that one greater than himself was coming. He was pointing people to the Messiah. Now keep that in mind, right? Keep that in mind. That's where we see it in the early parts of Matthew. Now in chapter 11, John's wondering, did I get it right? Is Jesus really this person I thought was coming after me who was going to be greater than me? And so while Jesus is out, he's out teaching and preaching. Right in the middle of this, followers of John show up and share his concern publicly. And so Jesus, he just uses it as an opportunity to point back to scriptures, and he says, "Hey, here's evidence. You asked if I'm the one. Here's evidence. The blind see, the lame walk, the deaf hear, the dead are raised to life. Good news is preached to the poor. Go and share that with John." And John's disciples apparently find this answer satisfactory because they leave to report to John. And here's where it gets interesting. We pick up in Matthew 11, verse 7. As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds concerning John, concerning the one who just questioned if Jesus is who he really is. "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Behold, those who wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, 'Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly I say to you, among those born of women, there has arisen no one greater than John the Baptist. Yet the one who's least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if you are willing to accept it, he is Elijah who is to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear." So after being questioned publicly, Jesus turns to the crowd, defends John, but then asks the crowd a question. What did you go out into the wilderness to see? And this refers back to John's ministry, preparing the way for Christ, as recorded earlier in Matthew. And what was John doing? Well, he was declaring God's word. He was sharing good news. He was baptizing. And what does that sound like? Yeah, church. So John's holding church services in the wilderness. He's having wild church before wild church is even a thing. And so if that's kind of your thing, there are groups in the area that meet in the wilderness for church. And that's pretty awesome. Check it out sometime. Make sure they're grounded well in what they're about. But it's just another avenue for meeting, right? But don't miss this. Jesus asked question to the crowd, the question that he asks is just as relevant to his people today. What did you come out to see? A spectacle? A show? You know, if so, then our primary concern becomes our needs, our preferences, our wants. Was the temperature right today? Was the music the right style? Was it a satisfactory performance? Did it start on time and end on time? Was it a well-crafted sermon with my preferred delivery style? If that's our concern, then the focus is on me and my entertainment. What did you come out to see? Maybe it's a social club. I just came out to be with others and to be in this kind of fellowship environment. Well, if so, then we can desire an a la carte menu of options catered to us and our specific needs or wants. Desiring to be safe and comfortable. Clicks abound. In this case, the focus is on me and my enjoyment. What did you come out to see? See, after all these direct kind of questions, Jesus reaffirms John as a prophet. And not just any prophet. He says the return of Elijah of all prophets. And what do prophets do? Well, they share the word of the Lord. And who do prophets represent? Well, they represent the triune God, the Lord, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. So what is Jesus saying? Why is he affirming that John is a prophet? What it seems like Jesus is saying is that this whole gathering is nothing if we're not gathering to be in the Lord's presence and to hear from him. That's why we gather. That's why we sing. That's why we pray and dive into God's word. To worship him, to be in his presence, and to hear from him. Now, this ministry of Jesus has a one-liner. And that one-liner that he called out when he walked this earth still stands today. Repent. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's a graceful invitation from our Lord and our King to say, I know. I get it. It can become a spectacle. It can become a show. It can become a social club. So repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. Come to be in the Lord's presence more than anything else. Come to hear from the Lord more than anything else. Come to worship with all your heart more than anything else. Because if so, if that's why we gather, well, the songs might not be my choice, but I'm listening for the Lord to speak anyway. And it doesn't matter who's preaching or what style they're using because we're trusting God's going to speak anyway. Recited prayer? All right, not really my thing, but I'll give it a shot because God can speak through it. Break out of my normal group and engage someone new or different? Sure. Because God could speak to me through them or to them through me. See, it means fully trusting the Lord, being fully surrendered to the Lord so that we can be truly transformed by the Lord. What did you come out to see? Holy Spirit, show us where we need to surrender more fully. Oh Lord, give us eyes to see and ears to hear you as we continue to gather together as your people today and each day after. Amen.